Do you ever find yourself in a room full of people sharing jokes and find that your mind is completely blank? You've heard plenty of great jokes in your lifetime, but when it comes to regurgitating them back out at some other point in time, it's as if you've never heard a joke before in your entire life. You just can't seem to remember any. Well, I have this problem, and if you do too, then why not prepare yourself a memory palace right now, so that each time in life that you hear a new joke that you want to remember, right there and then, you can go and store it in your memory palace. So, kids like jokes, yeah? For this reason, we're going to use your childhood home as your joke memory palace. And today, we're going to start populating it with knock-knock jokes. Okay, these aren't always the funniest jokes around, but they do serve their purpose, and by the end of this episode, you will be well-equipped to take on your friends in a knock-knock battle. Now, knock-knock jokes will be stored on all of the doors in your childhood home. That makes sense, right? But that leaves plenty of other places where you can store other kinds of jokes yourself. Okay, are you excited? Then let's go. Welcome to Memoryland. I'm Shasa Bolton. Memoryland is more than a podcast. It's a place. And just like ancient cultures filled their landscapes with useful stories to teach future generations where they came from, how to survive, what they could eat, Memoryland is an imaginary place filled with stories that encode concepts and lessons relevant to modern life. Lessons on philosophy, science, music, history, mathematics, and more. Each story has a precise location and uses ancient memory techniques such as memory palaces and association to lock its ideas into our memories and the way that our brains work best through story and place. Now, off we go into memory land. Funny to see you here in Memoryland. Please feel free to keep walking along this yellow path. If you've been here before, then you will remember this little hill up ahead. See how the pink tree on top looks a bit like a human brain? See how there are green tufts on each side that look like ears? Well, today's memory story is waiting for you at the left ear. Once you reach that left ear, you will see that inside it is a small door. Now, when you reach that door, I need you to imagine that that door is the front door of your childhood home. The childhood home that you can remember most vividly. Can you remember the color of the door? Now, as you stand there imagining, I have something to tell you. In front of me, in my recording studio, I have a small robot. I made this robot myself. He's about the size of a vacuum cleaner. He has two legs and two arms. On his face is a screen that displays exactly what he can see. At the moment, his screen is just showing me because he's looking straight at me. But on his head is an antenna. Now, this antenna picks up on imagination waves. Now, wherever you are in the world, if you start imagining the front door of your childhood home hard enough, I should soon start to see that door on the screen of my little robot. Now, there will be quite a few people doing this all at once, so what I see might be more of an amalgamation of front doors, one that best represents all of the doors that are arriving on the imagination waves. Oh, his screen is flickering. I think the signal's getting stronger. Yes, there it is. Well, it's a muddy, greyish-brown door. I suppose that's what you get when you mix all the door colours together. But just make sure you keep imagining your own door, whatever colour you remember it to be. Now, this robot has a special ability. He's actually a time machine. Your imagination waves have currently sent him back in time. He is now standing at your childhood door, and behind that door, somewhere in that house, is a very young version of yourself. So it would be nice to go inside, wouldn't it? It looks like there's a key in the hole. It's your old key. I can tell because the words, my key, have just appeared on the screen. Okay, he's turning the key. It's jammed. Seems like the key's broken. No problem, let's just ask someone to open the door. This robot has only one button, it's a big red button on his tummy. When we press it, he talks. So let's give it a press and see what he says.
Knock, knock.
Okay, that's helpful.
Who's there?
Oh, someone's heard him. Let's press the button again and see what he says next.
Mikey.
I never knew he was called Mikey.
Mikey who?
Mikey is broken. Please open the door.
Oh, the door's opening. There's a lady standing at the door. Perhaps it's your mum. Is there anything you'd like to say to your mum? Let's press the button.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
A door.
A door who?
I adore you, mama.
Well, that was nice. I do have a confession to make. I've programmed this robot so he can only communicate in knock-knock jokes. Yeah, seems like a good idea at the time. Anyway, let's see how we go. Your mum has disappeared, but she's left the door open, so let's go inside and look for her. Let's go to your parents' bedroom. Maybe she's in there. Can you imagine your parents' bedroom door for me? Okay, it seems like now he's standing at your parents' bedroom door. It's slightly ajar. I can see two people inside. One's your mum, and the other must be your dad. Yes, it says my parents on his screen. Let's press the button.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
My parents.
My parents who?
Well, if you don't know, maybe you're adopted.
Right, he is limited to knock-knock jokes, so I suppose that's the best he could do. Ooh, a new word has appeared on the screen. It says olive. Yeah, your parents are lying in bed and your dad seems to be feeding your mum olives. Well, let's press the button and see if we can talk to your dad.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Olive.
Olive who?
Olive you very much, Dad.
Ah, well, that's nice. I have another confession. I programmed this robot so he can only speak when he's looking at or through a door. So if we want him to communicate, we can only do it at doorways. And only with knock-knock jokes. Yeah, it seemed like a good idea at the time. Ah, looks like your dad has left the room. Let's try and find him. Maybe he's gone to the bathroom. Can you imagine the bathroom door? Ah, good job, I can see it. Okay, it's open. I can see your dad inside. He's got a really big moustache. Did your dad really have such a big moustache? He actually looks a lot like Sean Connery. He's looking in the mirror and shaving his moustache. Let's talk to your dad some more.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Moustache.
Moustache who?
Moustache you a question, but I'll shave it for later.
Right. Hey, the bathroom mirror is on a cupboard door. That means that if the robot looks at it, he'll be able to talk. Let's give it a try. Okay, so the robot is now looking at the mirror on the cupboard door, and he can see his own reflection. Let's press the button.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Deja. Deja who? Knock, knock. Who's there? Deja. Deja who?
Okay, it seems like we've created a loop. Let's get him out of here. Can you imagine another door? How about your big brother's bedroom door? Or if you don't have an older brother, you can try an older sister's bedroom door. Don't worry, someone out there will have an older brother, so we should still get a signal. Yes, there it is. I can see your brother inside. He's huge, like the tallest guy I've ever seen. He's lying in bed, but his feet are sticking out of the end. Oh, he's getting up, and he's coming to the door. Let's talk to him.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Goliath.
Goliath who?
Goliath down. You look as tired as...
Okay, it seems like your brother's gone back to bed. So, I have one more confession. This robot can go back in time, but he can't get back to the future. until he has learned something new about the nature of time. So basically we're stuck here telling knock-knock jokes until our robot has an epiphany. So we better keep looking around. Let's imagine your little sister's bedroom door. Again, you can use a little brother's bedroom door if that's all you have. Yep, there it is. There's a sticker of a cartoon pig on the door. Maybe it's Peppa Pig. Let's see if your sister's in there.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Oink, oink.
Oink, oink, oink.
Make up your mind. Are you a pig or an owl?
All right, I suppose he's trying to be playful. Let's see what he does with your baby brother. Can you imagine your baby brother's bedroom door? Yes, there it is. I can see a baby cot inside.
Knock, knock. Peek-a-boo. Hey, don't cry. It was only a joke.
Well, we better leave that room. Hey, I have an idea. Maybe we will learn something about the nature of time if we go and talk to the younger version of yourself. Can you imagine your own childhood bedroom door? Yes, good work. There it is. Yes, I can see you inside.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Me.
Me who?
Are you having an identity crisis?
Well, I'm not sure that was particularly helpful. Ah, but wait, a little symbol has just flashed up on the screen. Ah, okay, I think the robot needs a toilet. Quick, can you imagine the toilet door? Ah, great, there it is. It looks like you have a map of Europe on the toilet door. Handy. Let's just check there's nobody in there.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Europe.
Europe who?
No, I'm not. Europe who?
Okay, it seems like the toilet symbol has gone. That must have done the trick. We still have a few rooms left to try, so let's do a weird one, like the laundry. Yes, there's the laundry door, and it's open. Your mum's in there. She has clothes scattered all about everywhere. The washing machine's on, and it's making a dreadful noise. It sounds like a jet plane. I think the robot might be a bit afraid of it.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Clothes.
Clothes who?
Clothes the door. I'm afraid of a washing machine.
Maybe he just doesn't like other machines. Let's see what he does with the TV. Can you imagine the lounge room door? Yep, I can see the open door, and I can see the TV. Someone's in there watching a movie. I think the movie's E.T.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Extraterrestrial.
Extraterrestrial who?
Wait a minute. How many extraterrestrials do you know?
Okay. Let's try somewhere a bit more intellectual. How about the office? Yes, your dad's in there doing some work. He doesn't look that happy. Nah, he's just snapped his pencil.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Broken pencil.
Broken pencil who?
Never mind. There is no point.
Okay, best not disturb your dad while he's working. Ooh, another symbol has just flashed up on the screen. I think our robot's hungry. Can you imagine the door to the kitchen? Nice, there it is. So, we're looking into the kitchen, and your mum's at the stove doing some cooking. She's wearing a chef's hat. Is that normal?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Cook.
Cook who?
You sound a bit crazy to me.
Hey, she's left the fridge door open. I can see some vegetables inside.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Broccoli.
Broccoli who?
Broccoli doesn't have a last name, silly.
Okay, he's getting a bit smart. Let's move on to the dining room. Good, it must be almost lunchtime. I can see a bowl of beans on the table.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Bean.
Bean who?
Been a while since I had something to eat.
Okay, well, sit down at the table. You can join us for lunch.
Okay, so you've sat down at the table with the rest of the family, and Mum has just walked through the door with a big bowl of pasta.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Pasta.
Pasta who?
Pasta salt, please.
Well, he's got some beans and pasta in his bowl now, and it seems like it's disappearing. That's odd, he doesn't even have a mouth. Well, it's all gone, but his hungry symbol is still flashing. He seems to be looking around for some more food. Okay, he's noticed the clock in the room. It's a grandfather clock, and he's looking at the door on the front of it. Hey, maybe this is how we might learn something about the nature of time.
Clock, clock.
Who's there?
Hungry clock.
Hungry clock who?
Hungry clock went back for seconds.
No, seems like he's still just thinking about food.
Back for seconds. Back for seconds. Why did time go slowly in the cafe? Because everybody went back for seconds. Back for seconds. Question. Does time go more slowly when you go back for seconds? Computing. Computing.
Well, this is interesting. He's still looking at the clock. He seems mesmerized by it, like he's in some kind of trance. Gosh, look how slowly it's ticking. Those aren't normal seconds, but I guess that makes sense. Time always did go more slowly when you were a child. Do you remember being a child, playing on the floor in front of that clock, immersed in your imaginative games? Each tick was like an echo from eternity. Then you went off for your first day of school. Even the clocks there went slow. By the time you got home, it felt like you'd been to the moon and back. Then how long the school term dragged. But at last came the summer holidays, filled with family vacations, beaches, backyard cricket, and learning to ride a bike. How that summer holiday stretched on forever. And then you were back at school again. Every day your brain becoming exposed to vast new pieces of information. Letters, numbers, math, science, that pretty girl with the strawberry hair. Along came another long summer holiday, and then more. One year you got a summer job, and then your first car. Then your first girlfriend. Then your first time leaving your childhood home for good. You traveled the world, hitchhiked across South America. You saw new cities, new cultures, made new friends. You were a young adult, and every thunk of that old clock was being filled with first-time experiences. You went to university, graduated, got your first serious job, your first wife, your first child. You never noticed that somewhere that old clock had gained an extra tick. You worked hard, you had a few big goals, and each day you stepped closer towards your goals. Each day you went back to that same office and spent your hours gaining a few more tokens of progress. All the while, that clock slowly gathering momentum. Some days you were up before the sun and up long after the sun had gone down, but somehow those days now seemed not long enough. That thunking old clock seemed more like a whir of a propeller. You resigned instead to measure the passing of time by the height of your maturing children, the shrinking of your aging mother, the peeling of the paint on the front door of your childhood home.
Computed. Time does not go slower when you go back for seconds. Time goes slower when you go back for firsts. Quote. Poet Robert Southey. Live as long as you may, the first 20 years are the longest half of your life. They appear so while they are passing. They seem to have been so when we look back on them. And they take up more room in our memory than all the years that succeed them. End quote. The human brain perceives time as a tally of memorable events. As a child, we are filling our brain with new and novel experiences that it needs to make sense of. As we age, it is harder to give our brain something unexpected. Something worth remembering. Something worth adding to our tally of memorable events. Solution. You can make time go slower. Go back for firsts. Do new things. See new places. Meet new people. And most importantly, learn new things. I have learned something new about the nature of time. And now I have to go. Goodbye.
Wow, that's it. I'm back in my studio, and you're back at the left ear of the Memoryland Hill. I hope you enjoyed going back in time. I hope you can now mentally walk around your childhood home and retrieve knock-knock jokes from each room. I hope that you go on to learn new jokes and find wonderful places to store them in this memory palace that we've started. I hope that you continue to learn lots of new things every day and feel the sense of having had a long and eclectic life. Now, if you'd like to meet the Knock Knock robot again, please follow the link in the show notes below. I have an ambitious project to make an online version of him that uses machine learning. Simply point him at objects in your room and see what Knock Knock jokes he comes up with. Lastly, I hope that you can subscribe and leave a review to this podcast. That way you'll get notified when new episodes are released, and also helps Memoryland's rankings in search engines. I'm Shasta Bolton, and I hope to see you back here very soon in Memoryland.